From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. South Korea's foreign ministry says the country has seized a Hong Kong-flagged ship that transferred oil to a North Korean vessel in international waters, despite United Nations Security Council sanctions. This comes the same day a Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman rejected allegations of any Chinese involvement in smuggling goods that includes facilitating oil shipments to North Korea. Nine people, including a police officer, are dead Friday after a gunman opened fire outside a church south of Cairo and at a nearby Christian-owned store. Hundreds attended the funeral service Friday for eight of the Coptic Christians killed in the attack. Egyptian authorities say the attacker was shot in the exchange of fire at Mary Mina Coptic Church in the Helwan district. There are conflicting reports from Egypt's health ministry and the interior ministry about whether the gunman was killed or injured in the shootout. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement carried by its news agency. Earlier, Egyptian officials said they were searching for a possible second gunman. Former soccer star George Weah is set to be sworn in as Liberia's new president. This after Liberia's Electoral Commission declared him the winner of Tuesday's vote. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai and was very popular with young voters.
Because that young man who came from Gibraltar, defy all odds and become successful, he stands as a great inspiration to we the young people of this nation.
That was Josephine Davies, a CDC Youth League leader. Weah's victory represents Liberia's first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack earlier this week in a Russian supermarket in St. Petersburg. The militants said the explosion was carried out by an Islamic State-linked group, according to a statement made on its news agency. The group did not provide any evidence for its claim. At least 13 people were injured when a homemade bomb detonated in a supermarket chain on Wednesday. In Zimbabwe, some residents in the capital, Harare, want the mayor to step down because of chronic bad tap water. Sebastian Mofu reports from Harare for VOA.
Residents directed their anger at Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni during a public meeting where they complained about muddy, colored and smelly drinking water. Some parts of the capital city have gone for weeks or months with dry taps despite above normal rain in Zimbabwe last season. Linda Masarira is one resident who attended the meeting, which lasted close to 2 hours.
A lot of people are actually suffering from diseases that they don't even understand because of consuming this dirty water. Everyone should get clean, safe, potable water coming out of their taps.
Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
Some said they fear the situation will escalate unless Manyenyeni steps down. The mayor has said he won't resign, but also said he would not seek re-election in 2018. South Africa's Constitutional Court has found that the country's parliament failed to hold President Jacob Zuma accountable for a scandal over using public funds for a multi-million dollar upgrade to his private home. In a judgment handed down earlier this year, the court found that Zuma had violated the Constitution by not paying back the money used for his home upgrades, as directed by the public protector. As Tuso Kumalo reports for VOA from Johannesburg, the judgment could pave the way to another impeachment proceeding against Zuma.
Several opposition parties approached the court to impeach Zuma after he was found to have violated the constitution in the scandal. Constitutional law expert Luando Caso says the court's decision is the first of three steps paving the way for another impeachment try.
Practically, it comes down to a vote. Let's say the rules are put in place, Parliament reconvenes and they put rules in place for 89, probably going to have another voting process. And now we have all this jurisprudence to inform that voting process.
That was Tuso Kumalo reporting. Iranians have gathered for another day of protests in cities around the nation Friday as people voice their displeasure with the country's economy and government policies. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.